Welcome to the Jamila Adams Experience Podcast. This is a place to be if you're a woman over 40 who wants to feel inspired, empowered, and heard. Jamila Adams, your host, will be talking about how to find joy and happiness in the face of life's challenges. So come and join the experience.
Hey everyone, thank you for joining this week's episode. I'm so glad that you're here. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe, and also share the podcast. As you know, we're doing the Better Me, Better You theme this year, and today's topic is in line with that. Mindful living. We're going to discuss mindfulness practices, techniques, and philosophies that have been proven to cultivate better relationships with ourselves, as well as building connections with others. Embracing mindful living is like embarking on a journey of self-discovery and inner peace. Incorporating mindfulness into our everyday routines, we can learn to be more present in the moment, to appreciate the beauty around us, and to be kinder to ourselves as we interact with others. Using deep breathing techniques, meditation, visualization, and other mindfulness tools that can help us get off the hamster wheel in our mind and focus on what truly matters. This shift in perspective enhances our well-being and allows for us to build more meaningful and authentic relationships with others. As we navigate the complexities of life with mindfulness as our compass, we can cultivate a sense of clarity, compassion, and connection that enriches our experiences and empowers us to live a more fully and authentic life. With each breath, we can return to the present moment, letting go of our worries about the past and the future. By practicing meditation, we can let our minds roam judgment-free. I do this every morning. I get up and do my devotional, and I sit in my office space with my candle warmer and just feel the heaviness and lightness at the same time, because I want to get through my day with a smile. Regardless if things go, awry and things don't come out the way I want, but at least I can go in it with joy and with clarity. And this practice of mindfulness helps me to do that. And I enjoy sharing that with others because I do believe when we share our experiences in regards to living a mindfulness life, others can see that within us and may want to do the same. So, like I said, in regards to meditation and letting your mind just roam free and just being there in the moment, you allow yourself just to sit still. Visualization techniques can help us manifest our dreams and goals, guiding us towards a life aligned with our deepest values and aspirations. See, everyone has different ideas of success, and my dream is obviously different from yours. My visualization is obviously will be different from yours. And not to discount it or discredit it, it's just our ideas are different. But I do believe that if we were on one accord with how we use our techniques, everything will fall into place. So as we practice mindfulness, we may find that our interactions with others become more genuine and heartfelt. We listen attentively, speak more thoughtfully, and act with greater empathy, and obviously more understanding. This is more profound connection, and for those around us, they can sense the community and belonging, because this is what we're trying to bridge to others, that they are wanted and needed, and we need each other to survive, to get through. And one thing I notice about being a mindful person is that I listen to what others are saying, but I also take time to use the right words to convey my thoughts. I try not to rush to judgment on things, so I actively listen to what is being said to me. And this will allow the person to be genuinely heard. So this is another technique of mindfulness, to have active listening. And once we have that established, we can move forward. So just reminding yourself, when people are talking, don't just hear them, listen to them, because they want you to be a part of their decision making and also, and more importantly, their life. So by by living mindfully, we can develop the skills to create a peaceful environment, not only for ourselves, but for others as well. I'm not one of those people that thrive in chaos, that things have to keep going in order for me to be able to sit still, or I'm just not one of those people. I need peace and serenity in spite of what's going on around me. There are just some people that always feel the need to have something chaotic going on, and that's not healthy. It's not a healthy environment to thrive in. So our actions have ripple effects outwards. So when we have kindness, compassion, and positivity, people will see that and will embrace it. At least I hope so. Mindfulness is just not a personal practice, but a way to transform the lives not only of ourselves, but those around us, the ones we come in contact with. So when we continue this journey of self-discovery and inner peace, we are guided by the light of mindfulness. We can embrace each moment and opportunity with openness and gratitude. See, in the last few weeks, I was posting on my LinkedIn and also my other social medias about being a mindful business owner. So not only do I think about my actions within my professional life, but also my actions in my personal life, because to me, everything is always interconnected and related. So the more I put out positivity, the more it comes back to me. The more I try to embrace, doing better for others, the more it comes back to me. And I believe that is true. We have to realize is that we're not in a bubble. Even though we would like to think that, but we're not. And when we have this positive mindset, this positive way of looking at things, it allows others to also embrace it as well. Excuse me. So with that being said, I challenge you this week to find something that allows you to have inner peace, either by practicing yoga, practicing meditation or visualization. Find something that gives you peace and then talk about it with a friend or a relative, even a stranger online or whichever, and see how it comes back to you. The more we put out positivity, the more I believe we get it back. The more we have gratitude, the more we have this peacefulness within us, the more others will see it and follow suit. I hope this has encouraged you to be more mindful about how you speak and how you listen. So with that being said, I want you to be inspired, be inspiring, be encouraged, be encouraging. But most of all, I want you to be you, and have a great day, and I'll talk to you next week.